demands $1,000 reward for Leo Frank's arrest. The Atlanta Journal, Tuesday, 9th February, 1915, page 6, column 1. Robert Barrett, florist, files suit in Superior Court against Atlanta, alleging that the arrest and conviction of Leo M. Frank was the result of discoveries in the National Pencil Factory made by him, Robert Barrett, a florist, 5 and 49 West North Avenue, filed suit against the City of Atlanta in the Superior Court Tuesday for a reward of $1,000 offered by the Mayor and Council April 30, 1913, for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons guilty of the murder of Miss Mary Fagan. Barrett, who is represented by Attorney Lawton Nally, alleges in his petition that he discovered the strand of hair on the lathe and the blood spots, both on the second floor of the pencil factory and next to the office of Leo M. Frank. From these discoveries, suspicion rested upon Frank, the petition alleges, and his arrest and conviction followed. The claim for the reward has already been presented to the city and has been reported adversely. Under a city ordinance, such a claim must first be presented to the city before suit is filed in court.